This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. Good morning. For some of you, it's very early in the morning, so good morning. I've had this thing happen on social media, and this all stems from this latest Nike ad campaign. Nike started this ad campaign 30 years ago called Just Do It. I remember when it was new. I was young when it was new. And now it's old, like me. But they've decided to refresh it. And they've decided to use for the face of it, for the face of their Just Do It campaign, the 30-year refresh, Colin Kaepernick, the embattled quarterback who was taking a knee during the national anthem. Now, I don't have a problem with them using Colin Kaepernick. They were already paying him. He was already on their payroll. They use people that are controversial all the time. They kept Tiger Woods. When Tiger Woods was in all of his problems and everything, because this is about, for athletes, it's, you know, when they're using people like this, I get it, it's about sport. But I look at sports the same way I look at Married with Children. It's entertainment, nothing more. The wording of the ad campaign was, believe in something, even if it means you have to sacrifice everything. And here we get to my problem. Now, young Kaepernick, he got out there and he decided he was going to take a stand against what he perceived to be brutality, racism, systemic racism within the police department towards black people. He did that based upon what his perception of what that was, based upon what he saw in the big magic box. Remember that I just said perception, because we're going to come back to that. He believed what he saw on TV. Maybe he saw Rodney King when he was a kid. I don't know. Never mind the fact that police officers actually shoot more white people than they do anybody else because there's more white people in the United States. But this is not a black-white thing for me because I was in the military. The military is very transformative for somebody. And if you go into the military and you're not a racist, then you become really accepting. And I was not a racist. I was a child of the integration of schools, forced integration of schools. So I got, you know, bused 35 miles to a black neighborhood to go to school. Had a great time there. And then I got into the military and I met some of the greatest people on the face of the earth. Men that I would have killed and died for. Very few of them looked like me to any degree. And here we have Colin Kaepernick. And I was in the war, not the war, I was in the military during the Cold War when we still thought the Soviet Union was a dangerous factor. So we trained really seriously. And in the course of that training, because the military is a, you know, it's a very dangerous job to be in the military, even if you're a cook. I saw a cook get his head crushed by a truck while he was trying to back up a truck or give directions to a truck that was backing up to pick up rations. He was just, you know, it was his day to do it, and he got his head crushed for his head. And he lived. Very dangerous proposition. I had many people that I knew die in the military. And, of course, in our various conflicts, we've had many people die. Now, the closest one I can find that was in the both a professional athlete and in the military is Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman was a defensive back in the NFL. I think he played for St. Louis or the Cardinals. Maybe it was Arizona Cardinals or whoever. It was the Cardinals. He gave up the million-dollar contracts and joined the military and died in combat in a friendly fire incident. Now, Pat Tillman sacrificed everything. Everything to me is what the founding fathers put on the line. Everything to me is what I put on the line. Because when you join the military, no matter what you're in, you're putting everything on the line. Colin Kaepernick is a millionaire. And he's going to be more of a millionaire. And that's fine. He didn't write this ad copy. But that's fine. I think he should do whatever he has to do to make more money. Because he has to live. Because he's a young fellow. Nothing that you do in the world, though, doesn't have consequences. Now, remember what I said about Colin Kaepernick getting out there, and his perception is that racism is rampant in the in law enforcement. The problem comes when he's out there taking a knee. The perception seen by the public at large, and when NFL players take a knee, because they all, none of them, they all decided to back him up. And I don't necessarily think it's a black-white thing in some cases. In some cases, it is. But here's the problem with these black-white things. All these people, excuse me, that are decrying these black-white things, they want it not to be that way, and yet they're perpetuating it by playing to it. Now, I existed in a world in the military where the, you know, I existed with black Americans and Asian Americans, Hispanic Americans, Samoan Americans, Hawaiian Americans, Japanese, Korean Americans, all, you know, just a cross section of the world was in the American military when I was in the 80s. And we had our differences. It wasn't because we were black or white or Hispanic. We had our differences because we might not have liked each other. But if that balloon had gone up, we would have put all of that aside and fought with a common focus. And we all would have killed for each other and died for each other. Now, I don't know if the answer to racism is that everybody should be in the military. I sort of doubt that is actually a thing. But I do know that this is 2018. By now, I thought I would be in Jetson cars, and I thought the Vulcans would have come down. We would have discovered warp drive. We'd be going to Alpha Centauri. I would have thought this, you know, we saw this in the movies. Of course, it never has happened, probably because of politicians. Black America, Asian America, Hispanic America, white America, we're all Americans. If we could just look at that one time and not worry about certain things. My whole thing with this whole thread was it turned into this black-white thing. People started turning it into this black-white thing. I don't care if this had been Jack Nicklaus and they were trying to rebrand this thing. It would have been the same result with me. If it had been Elvis Presley, if it had been anybody, it doesn't matter. Somebody that's out there. A professional athlete lives in a different world than you and I. Well, while they're playing anyway. A lot of them come down, unfortunately. Because they're not ready for certain things. And that's all beside the point. Colin Kaepernick, because he's young, he's out there. His perception is that there's something going on, and he wanted to take a stand to do that. And he doesn't. He thinks he should be able to take the stand, and there not be. We should all just take it. And then the people that are out there that we're not taking it, they don't seem to see that we have a perception that, okay, you're not talking about this. You're talking about this. You're impugning the anthem. You're doing this. You're doing that. The other. That matters. That matters. So when you're taking a course of action, you should really think about it before you get out. And then when you do it, commit to it and go. That's one thing I have to admire about the kid, because he hasn't backed down. Do I think he's correct? Absolutely not. There's way too much going on out there. A police officer is as likely to, if I start cutting up and trying to fight a cop, he's as likely to shoot me as he is anybody else. And I treat them just like that. Because they're alone most of the time when they stop you. They're alone. They don't know who they're stopping or what they're stopping. And since I am a law-abiding person, I don't think I cede any of my civil rights over them to them when they say, when they ask me A, B, and C, and I reply, you know, to those questions. I don't think I'm giving anything up. And I'm on my way in 15 minutes. If I've broken the law, you know, if I have a bad taillight or speeding or something, I get a ticket and I'm gone my way in 25 minutes. Criminals are a different story. And I get that and I understand that. But listen, instead of bringing this argument to me on Facebook over this ad campaign, maybe you could go to Chicago where there's a real problem. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Yeah, that's my impression of the Kool-Aid pitcher guy. Anyway, oh yeah. Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Prady. I want to talk about something that the source of this is what is amazing. The information they've come up with, I think, is right dead on. This is one of these stories. It takes all of your normal instinct about politics, and it's going to flip them over on your head. The Trump administration's Department of Education released a report this past spring on gun violence in K-12 schools. The report
is based entirely on self-reporting by schools. And based upon the aggregate they come up with on the report, there claims to have been 235 incidents where a gun was discharged at a school during the 2015-2016 school year. This was based upon something called the Civil Rights Data Collection for 2018. This required every public school, more than 96,000, to answer questions on a wide range of issues. And the shooting issue is sounds like a simple question. Has there been at least one incident at your school that involved a shooting, regardless of whether anyone was hurt? And the answer was that nearly 240 schools, 0.2% of all schools, was published this past spring. The government's definition included any discharge of a weapon at a school-sponsored event or on school buses. Even so, this would be a rate of shootings and a level of violence that is higher than anybody else has ever seen or found before. This was a higher number than every town for gun safety. They were claiming to be the case. So of all the players out there to get out there and say, I think I need to look at this one, steps up NPR. They decided to contact every school listed in the report to verify their accuracy. What they found was a complete and total bungle. They reached out to every one of those schools repeatedly over the course of 3 months and found that more than two-thirds of those reported incidents never happened. Child Trends, a nonpartisan nonprofit research organization, assisted NPR in analyzing data from the government's civil rights data collection. And they were only able to confirm 11 reported incidents, either directly with schools or through media reports. In 161 cases, schools or districts attested that no incident had taken place, and they couldn't confirm one. In at least 4 cases, something did happen, but it didn't meet the government's parameters for a shooting. Now, the first question you might be asking, because I certainly was asking this of myself, how could self-reported numbers be so far off? Well, it turns out that the question about the discharge of a gun is a new one that hadn't been asked before, and in several cases, the people filling out the form, they got confused. For example, the CRDC reports 26 shootings within the Ventura Unified School District in Southern California. Jeff Davis, an assistant superintendent there, said, I think someone pushed the wrong button. The outgoing superintendent, Joe Richards, said he's been there for almost 30 years and he doesn't remember any shooting. The biggest discrepancy in sheer numbers was the 37 incidents listed in the CRDC for the Cleveland Metropolitan School District. Roseanne Canfora, the district's chief communications officer, told us that, in fact, 37 schools reported possession of a knife or a firearm, which is the previous question on the form. The number 37 then were apparently entered into the wrong line. So with just these two mistakes, you've added 63 school shootings that didn't ever happen. Now, I'll say this. And there is no room for interpretation on this. Since Columbine, we should not have had a single school shooting, not another one ever. We have taken no precautions in most cases, not as a nation. Certain states are doing it. A lot of people think that arming teachers is a bridge too far. These are the men and women that we entrust to educate our children. Do we not? I mean, they drive a car to get there. Carrying a gun is not as complicated as driving a car. You know, there's actually data out there that indicates people who carry guns are the most law-abiding people. Some of these teachers carry guns outside of school successfully. Why would they not carry one inside of school successfully? Now, of course, we always default to the emotional part of it. It's such a shame that schools have to have guns, and it's such a shame that it's a shame that we've had to medicate children. In some cases, boys, for being boys. It's a shame that the family structure in a lot of cases is in shambles. It's a shame about other drug uses. It's a shame that the Obama administration imposed certain regimes, rules, and regulations where they raise the bar on what is and is not a felony. Ask Nicholas Cruz how that worked out in Parkland. So those things are a real shame. It is also a shame that children are expected to go to school, which are quite obviously targets for these publicity-seeking attention hounds, and nobody thinks they're worth protecting. Nobody thinks they're worth protecting. I would volunteer to be a monitor at a school, and I would just stand around, and I'd be on my computer, and, you know, I'd be carrying my weapon and hoping that nothing happens. I never want to shoot anybody, ever, 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 if I don't have to. 11 firearms incidents in a K-12 school is 11 too many by any measure. But that's a big difference from 235. And when you're talking about 96,000 schools nationwide, that turns out to 0.01%. So you have the Trump Department of Education accidentally inflating the number of school shootings, and NPR setting the record straight. Right now, I need some Excedrin. I would never have predicted either one of those things happening. And at the same time, I'm not surprised, because the deep state is deep and it's wide, and they're always looking to find a way to disarm me and you. And the problem, and this is probably going back, this is probably going way back. I remember All in the Family. You guys probably never saw this. Well, some of you did if you're my age. All in the Family. Archie Bunker. They interviewed him one time in the storyline where they were talking about hijacking planes. And I don't know why Archie was on there, because he was like playing every man. And he in his interview, he's out there saying, you know, what you need to do is when you're coming on the plane, then they need to look at the passengers and then pass out the pistols. And I think that would stop plane hijackings. Back during the 70s, plane hijackings were sort of a thing, which, you know, this is pre-9/11, pre-air marshals, pre a lot of things, which we now have armed guys on planes. So Archie was sort of Nostradamian there, wasn't he? The problem here in schools is not that there are guns in schools. The problem is there are not guns in the right hands in schools. That's the problem. And NPR took the time to point this out. We'll be right back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Welcome back on this lovely morning. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady, and let's just move on, shall we? Single payer health care is slavery. Ask the people in England, where right now, if some of you may have had a heart attack. I've had a heart attack, and I drove myself to the hospital both times. Because I didn't want to have to wait on an ambulance, because I think heart attacks are actually something that you don't have to die from if you get medical care, and I'm sitting here as a testimony to that. But in England, where they have single-payer health care, if you call an ambulance today and you're having the same heart attack that killed me 6 minutes after I got to the hospital, you're going to have to wait for 62 hours. In some cases, for the ambulance to come and pick you up. And then I don't know what happens when they deliver you to the hospital. I don't know if you go right in or whatever. I don't know if they say, well, suck on this and we'll talk to you in about 3 days. I don't know what they tell you. Gavin Newsom wants to be mayor, governor of California. California with a K. Now, California recently took up single payer. And what they discovered, California's annual budget is about $200 billion a year. They found out that single payer would cost them about $400 billion a year. So even in California, part of the problem with California is there's no middle class for the most part, especially not in the major population areas like the big city, San Francisco, Los Angeles, you know, San Diego. So they knew that was something they couldn't do. So they shelved it. Democrats, leftists, shelved it because there's no way we can pay for this. Okay. Here comes Gavin Newsom. Now, Gavin Newsom, well, let's give the props. He's a pretty boy, and he is He's sort of like Moonbeam is, Jerry Brown, the current governor. Back in the 70s when Jerry Brown was the governor of California the first time around, he was dating Linda Ronstadt, and boy, she was just everybody. She was beautiful, and I mean, he was like one of the beautiful people. He was like Donald Trump in Trump's younger days. He was out and about, quite much the man about town. Now, of course, he's an octogenarian or septuagenarian. He's one of those things that end in Aryan. I don't know. And here comes Newsom to replace him. Newsom says, Gavin Newsom, he says, I'm not naive about it. I did universal health care when I was mayor of San Francisco. Fully implemented, regardless of pre-existing condition, regardless of ability to pay, and regardless, this is a kicker, regardless of your immigration status. What has San Francisco gotten for that one? Well, I've always wanted to visit San Francisco. I've always wanted to just take a bike ride through San Francisco, through those storied towns, those storied hills, even though I won't be able to walk after it's done because of those storied hills. But, I mean, this is where they used to film. This is where they filmed Bullet with Steve McQueen. This is where they filmed Dirty Harry with Clint Eastwood. This is where they filmed 48 Hours with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte. San Francisco is an iconic town in the United States that has been ruined. In the modern age, in 2018. Here we are. Right now you have an iPhone in your hand or Android phone, and this phone can hail you a ride, order you a drink of coffee, and at the same time keep track of your finances and all this other stuff, and yet we have this sort of thing happening in San Francisco. Because in San Francisco, the streets are covered with human excrement and needles. See, in San Francisco, they thought this would be a smoking hot idea in San Francisco. They thought it would be a good idea to get out there and say, listen, heroin users, we don't want you to get AIDS, so we're going to give you a brand new syringe every time you need one. Won't that be nice? So now in San Francisco, what you get is you probably, if you're not stepping in human excrement, you may be stepping on a fresh hypodermic that just delivered one fix of heroin into a already AIDS-carrying host. Does this make me a hater? I don't know. San Francisco has a gigantic homeless population, too, and the homeless are becoming, shall we say, aggressive? And I understand them being aggressive because they're desperate, because they've been attracted to San Francisco. Well, one thing they don't have to worry about is where are they going to use the restroom? They don't have to worry about where they're going to get the hypodermic for their next fix. And they don't have to worry about health care. Now let's take that and also extend that to illegal immigrants. And California is a pretty big state. And I would expect to see a lot of illegal immigrants. If he actually comes in and manages to find a way to impose this, fiscally it's impossible to do there. If they did it here in the United States, you're talking $32 trillion, with a T-R, trillion dollars. And that's if they impose it. And here's the problem. This is how it relates to guns and gun control. If they impose single-payer health care on us nationally, we're going to have to go to war. Because you're going to have a group of bureaucrats in your local area. We will be in a socialist moment then. Which I find interesting about all of the young people and the Democrats that are leading socialists, because they don't really know what that means. Because socialism is not just taking my money and giving it to you. Socialism is not just imposing a $15 wage on everybody, and everybody's going to get a guaranteed salary and all this other stuff. And it's not making sure that all of the very evil rich people pay their fair share. Socialism is everything. You would be going to the co-op movie theater. On your way there, you would stop at the comrade-driven Starbucks, and you'd be told what kind of drink you can have if it's actually open and if they actually got a supply of coffee in that particular day. You'd be told where you're going to live. You wouldn't have to worry about paying for it, because they're going to tell you where your hole is going to be, and they're going to send you there, and you're going to be living there. You're going to be told whether you can have another baby, or you can have as many babies as you want, and you can just stuff them into your hole, because you're not going to be allowed to live anywhere you want to live. You'll be told how much you're going to make. and how much of that you get to keep. That's all on the other side of single payer, where everybody's like, well, I don't have to pay for my health insurance, and I'll have coverage regardless of my pre-existing conditions and my immigration status. Which, when did that become part and parcel of requirements to get anything in the United States? Well, it doesn't matter about my immigration status. Now, Newsom says that they proved that it could be done in San Francisco without bankrupting the city. Here's the problem with California. Right now in California, a lot of businesses are leaving California. A lot of people are leaving California. In Silicon Valley, a lot of people now live in RVs. They make $160,000 a year, but they can't afford a house. The house that you live in may be anywhere from 1,400 to, say, 1,800 square feet, which is a nice house, and it probably costs anywhere from $140,000 to $170,000. In Silicon Valley is a $2 million house. I'm not kidding. And getting into real estate in California is really a very big deal. It's a this is a gigantic deal to get to own real estate in California. Whenever you see somebody that owns a house, you're looking at a moneyed person. And despite all of this, despite the fact that they're driving the middle class out and everything else, Gavin Newsom, who also just tried to impose a really, he got slapped back by the Ninth Circuit, but he just tried to have the grandfathered magazines for AR-15s and any semi-automatic weapon for that matter that held more than 10 rounds. He wanted them outlawed, which is not why you grandfather things. You grandfather things so that they can stay there. So California, which is a state I've always wanted to visit, and I've actually been in California on a plane. I never got off the plane. I've always wanted to go there. This is a place I'm never going to visit because this guy is going to be in charge. They're going to take the money. They're going to take the guns. And then they're going to take control of everybody's life. We'll be right back. This is the Gun Owners News Hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
All right. Back again one more time here this fine morning. This is the Gun Owners News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. How are you guys liking this, by the way? I've been meaning to ask you this. If you like what you're hearing, would you let me know? Email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com. L-O-C-K, the letter N, loadradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you think about this this circumstance that we find ourselves in. And if you like what you're hearing, I'd like to know that too. Any gunners will come at you and cite any poll. And listen to me about polls. Polls are propaganda. They are psychological warfare. But they like to come at you and they'll cite a poll that claims that X percentage of NRA members support Y law that the anti-gun zealots are pushing for in any given time. Then they claim it's proof that the NRA is out of touch with its membership and that lawmakers should dismiss the group's arguments out of hand. After all, if their new members want this new law, the poll says so. But then if you actually go and talk to actual NRA members, then you can't find anybody. You can't find these mythical gun control supporting members of the NRA. Maybe they were located somewhere else and we just didn't know they existed. But they're not anywhere around here. If I ask people that are members of the NRA in my neck of the woods, ones I know, but if I'm unsure about where they stand on a certain policy, and it doesn't matter, 2-1, they'll all report their opposition to many of these proposals. And when I do find some support for these ideas, it's nowhere near the percentage reported by the polls. Back to that perception thing, you know. So having spoken with people from various parts of the country, that holds true in many other places, including liberal bastions like California and New York, my question becomes, what gives? So coming from America's First Freedom, we find this out. With headlines like most gun owners support stricter laws, even NRA members, and do gun owners want gun control? Yes, some say post-Parkland. With those becoming more common, we got this from the NRA. None of these pollsters has access to NRA's membership list. To safeguard the members' privacy, the list isn't distributed, and anyone claiming to have access to it is lying. This means that for any of these pollsters to actually get this supposed list of NRA members, they would have to, you know, go into the NRA headquarters a la Tom Cruise, like in Mission Impossible, where he's always dangling, diving down the middle of the building or something, and then extract it some way and then get out of there without anybody noticing. So, in other words, the pollsters are relying on respondents to tell them whether they're NRA members or gun owners, and they have no way of confirming whether the responses are honest. And then there's the fact that some of the questions lead themselves to false answers. After all, how many gun owners would tell a stranger who may already know their name and address about their guns or NRA membership and risk that information being added to a database or disseminated irresponsibly? I always get a kick about that fear, though. I get a kick out of it because as a gun owner, aren't most people sort of relying on me? Aren't most people sort of relying on me to remain civil? See, many times over the course of my time doing this, being on the air, being on podcasts, being a radio guy, I have, from time to time, had people pop up and say, "We're going to kill you." And then I will get on the air and I will invite them to do just exactly that. Because if you see me out and about somewhere, I am exercising my Second Amendment right. I am carrying a concealed weapon. I do not just carry it for the sake of carrying it. I train to use it. I train to use it so I won't inadvertently use it. If you get my meaning. Now, while I'm out here, and listen, there's nothing I wouldn't do to not be in a gunfight. There's nothing I wouldn't do. There's nothing I wouldn't avoid. We enter into another thing where you can't confuse what I want versus what I'm willing to do if I have to. I do not carry a gun with the intent of being killed because I didn't draw the gun if I have to. I have drawn a gun twice as a civilian. And both times I did not have to shoot anybody, which is the case 97% of the time. Had I not had the weapon, I probably would not have transitioned from the profession I was in at the time to the one I am in now, because I would not have been around. So, I always get a kick out of these people that are afraid of being on a database. Because I'll tell you this, and I have no problem telling you this. The logistical challenge that would be faced by the government if everybody goes in on confiscating our guns is daunting. There is one, and nationwide, law enforcement in total, there is one of them for every 19,000 of us. Law and order exists because we are a good law-abiding people. Military-wise, well, you know, when people get out there and say, "You're going to fight the military, they got tanks, they got nuclear weapons, they got helicopters," they're not going to be crossing the plane coming at me. Where do you think the military comes from? Well, yeah, they come from America. They come from these various towns that would be rising up and everything else. So that's not going to happen either. And if it did happen and it turns into a ground thing, well, we sort of outgun them too. I think the Hunters of Wisconsin are like the sixth largest standing land army. The Hunters of Wisconsin. So, you know, take it into context, people. Don't worry about databases. Now, the NRA commissioned a poll and contacted 1,000 NRA members to serve as a representative sample of the membership. And what they found is that around 90% oppose pretty much everything the anti-gunners are trying to push right now. So why is there a discrepancy? Well, there's a lot of reasons for that. One is they're just lying. They're just lying to you. They believe that the ends justify the means, so they have no problem lying about their affiliation with the NRA to skew the poll. Think about this. These are the same people who value human life to such a degree that they're hoping that children are killed just to change one person's mind. Do you think someone like that would think twice about lying to a pollster? Another maybe oddly worded questions. If you phrase a question in one way, it can elicit a different answer than if it were worded another way. And it's why pollsters routinely spend a lot of time discussing the wording of their polls. How a question is phrased matters. And where an organization conducts its poll matters. gun owners in New York or California, they will accept more of these policies as an incremental change, whereas someone from Texas or Alabama might look at it and think it is a quantum leap in gun control. And that's purely based upon what they're used to and where they're from. One of the reasons, like New York, I'll give you an example. With New York, they have something in the pistols that they issue to the NYPD called the New York Trigger. Now, the New York Trigger is 12 pounds of pull. The gun loaded only weighs 3. So when you hear about these NYPD officers accidentally shooting other people, that's because when they're pulling the trigger, they're having to exert 3 times as much force on the gun to pull the trigger as the gun weighs. So that's going to pull the gun probably to the right if they're right-handed, to the left if they're left-handed. And then you have a bunch of bystanders getting shot. This has to do with the fact that the people that joined the NYPD are not part of a culture that grew up learning how to own a gun, shoot a gun, have a gun. There's the issue. So that part of it has a whole lot to do with that. So these people from New York or California, they get out there and they look at things and they say, oh, that's not that bad. Where in Texas, they'd be like, all right, now we got to go to war. So if you focus your polling in the wrong area, that can skew the results, which is why care needs to be taken to make sure there's representation from a variety of locales. If polling is done correctly and it's purely based upon the info coming to it, it is difficult to do, to be sure. And, you know, but I know good and well that NRA members, gun-owning members, people of GOA, people of 2AF, people of NRA, none of them are clamoring for gun control, no matter what the polls are claiming. These pollsters need to understand. We're on to their game. We know what you're about. Let's try talking and being and leveling with each other, could we? I will talk to you guys next week, everybody. Have a very good week. This has been the Gun Owners News Hour. I will talk to you another time.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.